respecting women. And today, Thursday, May the 14th, we're broadcasting from different places here in the United States of America, from our homes. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And as you know, due to the coronavirus pandemic, we only broadcast from our homes. And at the moment, we're going to actually be speaking about the COVID-19, looking at what's happening in Zimbabwe, where we currently have 37 cases and 4 deaths. And we also have some recoveries. And we'll also be looking globally what is going on. And we'll also be looking at the political landscape, what's going on, where we saw yesterday 3 members of the MDC Alliance were arrested or disappeared. So we'll be looking at what's going on over there, Star.
Yes, thank you. Also welcoming you is Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C. Speaking of the abductions, the alleged abductions, we heard that 3 MDC youths, who include Harare West, Member of Parliament, Joanna Mamombe, MDC Youth Vice President, Cecilia Chimbiri, and Deputy Youth Organizer, Nitsai Marova. The party says their whereabouts are unknown after they were arrested for demonstrating in Warren Park in Harare yesterday. Actually, there are varying opinions about what could have happened. We saw the police saying that these 3 are not in their custody. But before that, the police had said, had confirmed that they had made the arrest. So the story is still ongoing. The police have urged the MDC lawyers to bring the missing persons to the for interviews. And the MDC is saying that it's baffled why they should do that, because they are the ones who are holding these in their custody. So this is what we'll be looking at.
Yes, Star, and we are seeing that this is happening when the country at the moment is battling the coronavirus pandemic. We see that there's a lot happening on the ground, with also a lot of people complaining about lack of food at the moment in Zimbabwe. They are saying that although they want to observe the lockdown, they are facing lack of food. So we'll be looking at some of these issues and going deeper about the actual coronavirus itself. You know, we have a doctor on standby right here who is going to be helping us to look at some of the issues regarding the coronavirus. But like we said, again, we have right here, we're going to be speaking about the issue of the arrest or disappearance of the 3 MDC Alliance members who, as Star just said over there, currently their whereabout is unknown. So it's a developing story, and we will be giving you as it develops. But like we said, this is a pre-recorded show, and we will actually be available later on for you to listen to this show, Star.
Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma lamhlanje ke siyabe sicubungula udaba lweziphathamandla zebandla le-MDC ezingabonakaliyo, okubikwa ukuthi mhlawumbe zithunjwe ngamapholisa, kodwa kukabi lesiqiniseko ngoba amapholisa sithi lawo awakho ezandleni zabo. Abathathu labo sikhangele onkosazana Joanna Mamombe, onkosazana Cecilia Chimbiri, lo onkosazana Netsai Marova, bona okuthiwa bathunjwe ke bese betshengisela, ngathi kumbe babotshiwe betshengisela ke eWarren Park eHarare izolo. Laba ke kubikwa bebetshengisela besola indlala elizweni, besithi abantu nje bavalelwe ezindlini ngohlelo lwe-lockdown olokuvimbela ukuhamba-hamba mahlayana ndawo zonke ukwenzela ukuthi kungamemetheki igcikwane le-COVID-19. Kodwa bathi hhayi, bazahlala njani abantu kungela kudla. Ngakho-ke yikho-ke sokube benze lokho kutshengisela. So ngakho-ke sizabe sikhangela lapho ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo. Singathola umbiko ophuthumayo sizalithulela, kodwa uhlelo lolu luyenziwe ngaphambilini wokuthi ngesikhathi lilizwa kathesi liyabe selulamahola amathile lwenziwe. Ngakho kungabe sekukuningi okwenzakale lapho elingakuzwanga, njalo singakhohlwa ukuthi lokhu konke kwenzakala nje umhlaba wonke ungaphansi we COVID-19 umkhuhlane lo ligcikwane selihlasele abaningi abantu elizweni yonke sabe elizweni lemhlabeni jikelele sikhangela ukuthi eZimbabwe sebengamachumi amathathu lasikhombisa asebehlasele leli gcikwane ukanti libulela abahlanu njalo abalihlekana nje bayasila kodwa abanye lokho libahlasele leli gcikwane ngakho ke yikho esiyabe sikukhangela ke lokhu nokunye kodwa indikimba kuyiyona leyi eyabesifazana laba abathathu abangasabonakali sibonile njalo ukuthi inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazana ingathi ugatsha olulwela amalungelo abesifazana ku-MDC lalo solethule umbiko ngakho sikhangelela ukuthi sikhulumelisa lolu gatsha unkosikazi Barbara Tanyanyiwa uzasixhasa lapha asichazisele okuningi okwenziwa lugatsha lwakhe kodwa ke hayi okwakathesi ke sizathi ke sixoxaxoxe ke lalabo esilabo siza kuzwa ukuthi ngobani yebo mavela
aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro uyezve tiri kuno kuWashington DC kunyangwe hedu tiri kutepfenyura tiri kudzimba ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye nhasi tiri kuenderera mberi tichitarisa nyaya yedambudziko rechirwere checoronavirus kana kuti COVID-19 uye tichange zvakare tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika apo nezuro takaona vamwe vanoita mabasa mubato reMDC vanosanganisira ivo muzvare Joanna Mamombe mutevedzeri wasachigaro webata revechidiki Youth Assembly muzvare Cecilia Chimbiri uye mutevedzeri wemunyori anoona nezvekurongwa kwemabasa muzvare Netai Marova vachiwanikwa ivo vachipambwa uye zvekusingazive kuti vari kupi sezvo pari zvino mapurisa ari kuti havasi kuvaona saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa pari zvino uyezve tichange tiina chiremba vachange vari kukurukura nesu panyaya yedambudziko irori recoronavirus tozopinda zvedu mune zvematongerwo enyika regai tinzwe kubva kuna Dr. Simbiso Ranga vachitaura nesu panyaya yechirwere checoronavirus hallo Dr. Ranga mungatisanangurwo here panyaya yedambudziko iri rechirwere checoronavirus pari zvino zvii zvamuri kuona makatarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu pari zvino
chatingatisanangura ndechekuti COVID-19 iri kuenderera mberi pasi rese pane nzvimbo dziri dzatiri kuteedzera kana kuti kuona zvavari kuita sekunew york city tinoona kuti manumbers aari kuderera ikoko but muno muamerica manumbers they are still going up in other parts of the country and that is true in other parts of the world as well
regai timbopinza vaguni vari panapa vaguni ndevebato rezano pf tichitarisa isu mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya yekutsakatika kana kuti kusazivikanwa kuti vanoita ivo nezvematongerwo enyika vebato remdc alliance vanosanganisira muzvare Joanna Mamombe havasi kuwanikwa pari zvino nevamwewo imi munoona sei izvi sebato rezano pf
isusu tinomira nesoko rehurumende kuti mapurisa edu ari kutaura kuti havasivo vakavasunga sekuziva kwenyu nekuziva kunoita vana vese vezimbabwe kuti ivo mamdcr vari kunetsana pachavo saka hatizive kuti imomo kunzi pane vamwe vashayikwa umo ndo vari kunetsana here uye isusu sebato riri kutonga tinoti zvavanga vachiita izvi zvokuita mademonstrations munguva ino yatiri kurwisana nedambudziko rechirwere checoronavirus checovid-19 these are necessary attention seeking theatrics asina zvaanobatsira asina munhu waanosevha iye zvino izvi nyika yese tiri kuedza kuti tirwise chirwere ivo vanonoungana vachiita zvimademonstrations zvisina kanakanaka mupunduri wese hatizvinzwisise izvozvo but sezvinei isusu sezanu pf tine basa rekuti vana vezimbabwe vave neutano hwakanaka tine basa tine mandate yokutonga nyika yekuona kuti munyika mune runyararo vanhu vanowana zvekudya mune chikafu chinobatsira vanhu kuti vasafe nenzara mishonga iriko iri kuuya inobatsira kuti vanhu vararame uye tiri kutesta vanhu vanokodzero yekuti vatestwe tione kuti vanorwara ndevapi vane utachiona ndevapi vasina utachiona ndevapi saka isusu we are very busy implementing the mandate yokutonga nyika izvi zvokutungana kwembudzi zvavo zvavanoita izvi hatinei nazvo asi sezvinoeregedza indipete ndichiti hurumende yeZimbabwe inova hurumende yebato redu reZANU-PF inotiyo mapurisa ane kodzero kana kuti anosungirwa kuferefeta kuti atsvage kuti chii chakaitika nekuti kunyangwe zvavo vari veMDC vana veZimbabwe. Saka isu sehurumende tichaedza kuti vatsvagwe kuti vawanikwe kwavari ikoko uye vanenge vari responsible pa these alleged disappearances vanofanira kuiswa pamberi pematare mutemo wotora its due course. Otherwise hationi kuti chavaimbozviitira zvekuti vaende vachiita mademonstration during this time where the whole world is seized with matters of life and death. Tine vana veZimbabwe vari kufa, tine vanhu vari kubatwa neutachiona every day in our country. And then you see these people vari mutown vari kutofara zvavo, they go and make these attention seeking theatrics. We don't understand that.
I watch mbomire yenyu makadaro tombopinza zvakare Dr. Ranga. Dr. Ranga, tinoziva kuti kunyangwe muri chiremba muri zvakare munomirira bato iro reMDC, munoona sei zviri kutaurwa navaguni izvi?
Thank you, Marvelous, and hello, Mr. Guni. What I would like to say is we are all Zimbabweans, first and foremost. The government of the day must be there to provide for the security of the people of Zimbabwe. So whether it's regarding COVID-19 or disappearance of persons, it's still the same thing. Now, the question of, you know, people expressing themselves during COVID-19, we should not treat that in isolation. But tinofana kutarisa kuti what else is going on. Vanhu havangoende mustreet just because they just want to go to the street. So if you don't treat these issues together and you try to make them separate issues, I think that's a big mistake. Nobody wants to go out there in the open and risk their lives because of the COVID-19 epidemic or pandemic. So we have to look at the issues in totality. Thank you, Marvelous.
Yes, Doctor, please stay. Let me just bring my co-host, Star, online. Star, we have our two guests here. We've got Mr. Frank Guni of ZANU-PF, and we've also Dr. Ranga Simbiso. Ranga is a doctor, but he's also with the MDC Alliance. So I just asked them a question about the disappearance or the alleged abductions of the three MDC members. So I'll let you ask a question and then bring one back on and I'll drop off so you can go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Guni, you are here in America and... All right, if I can take that again. We have seen that, we have heard that the police are saying these three are not in their custody, but before that, they had said they're in their custody. What do you think is going on here? Do you think the MDC's allegations that the missing persons are in the in police custody are anything to go by?
Mr. Guni, I think Stai is asking you a question there.
Before I respond to that question, I just want to clarify something. I don't know why your co-host, Sister Marvelous, is why you only refer to the MDC connected colleague of mine as a doctor. We are both doctors here. Why are you saying the other one is Mr. the other one is a doctor when we are both?
Yes, Dr. Guni. Dr. Guni is the doctor of science, I guess. But Dr. Simbiso Ranga is a doctor, medical doctor. So my apologies, Dr. Guni.
Who is in the medical doctor here? We are both medical doctors. What are you talking about?
Thank you. So go ahead and answer the question from Standakile. My apologies.
No, we just want to make sure that you as conveners, you are fair. You're treating everybody equally and fairly.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Chief Uzei. Now to the question of the day.
Thank you.
Mapurisa, I don't know at any point did the police ever say they had these people in custody. As far as we know, the official statement that has come from the ZRP and the government of Zimbabwe is that they are not in custody of the police of Zimbabwe. I don't know where these people who are saying they were at this particular police station. We had the allegations saying that you were at Milton Park police station, you were at Central police station. And none of those police stations ever recorded these people as having been there. So again, like I said before, isusu as the ruling party, we don't understand the theatrics involved. And going back to my colleague, both in the field of medicine and politics, my opposing comrade there, let me say, we are not separating these issues. What we don't understand is there is a lockdown in the country, just like all over the world. In Zimbabwe, people have been told not to unnecessarily converge or meet unless if it's really something very urgent and necessary. And then you have these young people gathering together, engaging in these demonstrations. So we hear, I don't understand what's the purpose, what is so urgent that caused them to gather together and engage in this unnecessary risky behavior. Because in getting together as a group, they were potentially exposing themselves and whoever came in contact with them. We know that for sure. That's a problem. And also, let me repeat what I said before, that we know that there is internal turmoil within these MDCs. And I don't know why no one, even you guys in the media, are not looking at that angle. They have their own issues. They are fighting amongst themselves. But issues, I've already said, as ZANU-PF, we are encouraging the state and the government of Zimbabwe to investigate the alleged disappearances and the incidences that led to this issue, because the government of Zimbabwe has an inherent responsibility to ensure the security of every Zimbabwean, regardless of their political affiliation. And as ZANU-PF, we are calling on our government to ensure that they leave no stone unturned in looking for them and getting to the bottom of this matter. And any culprits, whoever they are, they must be brought to book, because the Zimbabweans must be able to live free in their country. They must participate openly, transparently in the democratic space that is in Zimbabwe. Isuzu is the ruling party. We have the mandate to govern. We have the mandate to ensure that everybody is secure, is free, they have access to the best attainable health care in Zimbabwe, and no one dies of hunger in Zimbabwe. And that's precisely what we are doing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much there, Mr. Guni. I will bring back Standakile into the program so that Star, Mr. Guni, I know you're saying you can't hear him, but he's basically saying them as ZANU-PF, they are going to be looking at the issue. And he was questioning me on why I was calling him Mr. Frank Guni and not doctor. So going forward, let's address him appropriately. But I think if you have a question, you can ask, and then I'll drop off so that you can speak to the person who you want to address.
Yes, marvelous. I was also trying to bring in the MDC, National Spokesperson for the Women's Branch, Barbara Tanyanyiwa, so that she can tell us more on the issue. And I think I'll bring her by phone since you couldn't join the Be Live. Are you there, Ms. Tanyanyiwa?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Yes, we are in a live discussion here with, and there's a ZANU-PF official, Dr. Frank Guni. We are talking about the alleged abduction of the three MDC officials from the Youth Assembly. May you give us your views? What are you saying as the women's branch of the MDC about this issue?
Thank you so much, Standevile. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, viewers and listeners. It's very unfortunate. It's an unfortunate incident, Standevile, to say these youth were taken yesterday at a roadblock, and they text messages to close people to say they were taken to Harare Central Hospital. And when the lawyers and some leadership went there, they were told the girls were not there. They did not even see them. There was no docket, but they had text that they were there. Up until now, those girls are still missing. And we are very worried and concerned, knowing our police, knowing our security our forces. We know those people are dangerous. We fear the lives of these girls. We know wherever they are, we know they are not safe. That's why we are worried.
Yes, why do you say they are not safe, and why in particular do you think there's any vulnerability because they are women?
Of course, yes. And it has happened before. It happened to Justina Mukoko. It happened to Gonyet. They are women. They were taken. Same style. They were abused. Yes. So those are, we fearing their lives as well. They are women. They can be raped. Anything can be done to them because they are vulnerable.
Yebo-ke ungasichasela njalo ngolimi lwesiNdebele ukuthi ugatsha lwakho luthini ngabesifazana labo kubikwa bethunjiwe eHarare izolo betshengisela. Njalo ngezelela ukuthi bebelelungelo yini lokutshengisela njengoba sibona ukuthi kule lockdown lokho kuthiwa yi-social distancing.
Thina njengogatsha labomama abe-MDC Alliance sikhathazekile kakhulu ngokuthunjwa kukaSisiliya uJohanna noNethali izolo emini eHarare ku-Roadblock. Amantombazana lawa nama-leaders awe-youth assembly, uSisiliya u-vice chairperson national owama-youth, uNethali she's the deputy organizing secretary, uJohanna Mamonde she's the secretary for policy and research as well as a member of parliament of Harare West constituency. Sikhathazekile kakhulu ngoba amantombazana athe ethathwa izolo ahle atexta ama-messages bengakathathelwa amafoni bakhuluma ukuthi bona base-Harare Central Central Police Station. Ngakho-ke amalowa ahle ahamba nabakhokheli bebandla bahambile khona ngale bafika batshelwa ngamapholisa ukuthi kabekho khona ngale. Even namuhla amapolisa ku-Twitter handle yabo bayalile bayaphika bathi bona kabakho ezandleni zabo. Okuyikho kuyinto sokusesabisa sesisesaba kathesi ukuthi amantombazana la angabe ethunjwe lugatsha lolo olubizwa kuthiwa yi-CIO. Yibo abajayele ukwenza izinto zona lezo zokuthumba abantu bebahlukuluza bebabulala. Thina sikhathazekile njengabomama ukuthi amankazana lawa angabe esengozini mhlawumbe lapho abakhona bayahlukuluzwa barechwa bayachaywa ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi abantu laba vele yikho abakwaziyo yilanguage yabo. Bekasithandabuzi bake bakwenza kuJustina Mukoko bake bakwenza kuBonnet. Ukuthi bathathele ukuthi bebetshengisela izolo batshengisele eWarren Park and balelungelo lokuthi batshengisele. I-constitution yeZimbabwe iyabavumela ukuthi bademonstrate bapetishine bavumela sikulockdown yebo kodwa amalungelo wethu kakho ku-lockdown kumele sikuchasise lokho sikudzizelele. Our rights are not under lockdown. Bayavunyelwa i-constitution yethu is not under lockdown. Amalungelo oluntu not under lockdown. Abantu bebetshengisela ukuthi abantu balandile uhulumende kumele abone ukuthi abantu bayafidwa ngoba i-lockdown le ilethe ukudubeka nokuhlukuluzwa kwabantu abaningi ezindlini. Abantu bayalamba, abantu bayagula. Uhulumende vile labantu anakekeli abantu bakhe kulezi mali ezabuyayo lezo zokuthi zizanikwa abantu ukuthi baphathise ekudleni. Lakathesi imali yona leyo lokhu ingawahambi. Uminista we-finance uMthuli Ncube ukugcizelele lokho ukuthi imali yona kayahambi. So asikwazi ukuthi khona imali leyo isagcinelweni ibekele amaqanda yini. Yipho ama-youth la abesezonzinto ukuthi kanti kuhamba njani kwenzakalani. So bebetshengisela e-Warren Park lapha okuhlala khona abantu abaningi abantu ababadubekayo. Yikho bathe batshengisela emalokitshini abasoze bangene edrobheni bona bazatshengisela emalokitshini lapho kuhlala khona uZulu odubekayo.
Yebo-ke siyabonga lathi uhlale khonapho ecingweni sizaphenduka njalo kuwe. Marvelous, you also added that they were demonstrating these youths because the money that was promised the vulnerable groups is still not being distributed. It's been months now to assist them during lockdown, the bailout. So the youths there in Warren Park is one of the most poor suburbs, so they had to demonstrate there to show that they want the government to do something about hunger. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. It will be interesting what Dr. Kuni has to say about what Mrs. Tanyanywa just said.
Maybe before we go to Dr. Kuni, if Mrs. Tanyanywa can just say in Shona exactly what she said in Ndebele about the situation.
Senengo madzimai bato remadzimai MDC Alliance ndichimiririra madzimai ndiri mutauriri wemadzimai MDC Alliance ndinoti tiri kushungurudzika zvikuru semadzimai nekutorwa kwakaita vasikana vedu mayouth leaders edu Cecilia Chimbiri Johanna Mamunde na Netai Maruwa, Nizuru kuharare ku roadblock yeku showground. Vasikana vanga torwa waka vawataura kuti isusu tiri kuharare Central Police Station tatorwa nemapurisa pa roadblock ndiye akatirondedzera zvese izvozvo. Zvadaro malaya edu akaziviswa leadership yedu ikaenda kuharare Central. Malaya akaenda ikoko vakavatsvaga vakavashaya. Vakatenderera mapolice station ese emuharare kusanganisira nekumatapi vakaudzwa kuti hatinawo vanhu ivavo. Naizvozvo tiri kunzwa kurwadziwa, tiri kunzwa kurwadziwa nekushungurudzika kuti vasikana vabva nezuro pavari vari kushungurudzwa zvaakachena kuti vari mumaoko ECIO. Nekuti tinoziva kuti ndivo vane mbiri yekuita izvozvo yekutora vanhu zvikuru sei vanhu vanopikisa zvinenge zvichiitwa nehurumende zvakashata zvinenge zvichiitwa nehurumende vanenge vachiprotekta hurumende. So tiri kunzwa kutya kuti vanogona kunge vachirepewa kuvavari kana kuti kurohwa nekuti tinoziva kuti ibasa ravo vasikana vanhu vari vulnerable. Saka tiri kunzwa kutya kuti pavanenge vari havaziri sefu. Saka isusu tiri kuti semadzimai yadimandini kuti vasikana ivavo vadzoswe vairatidzira homu kuvari mupaki ende zvavairatidzira zvachona zvanga zviri zvinhu zvine musoro. Constitution yeZimbabwe inobvuma kuti vanhu varatidzire vapetition yehurumende at any given time hapana needs yekuti vapihwe mvumo nemapurisa vanongoita zvavanenge vafunga ipapo. Constitution inotibvumidza. Saka vanga vaine kodzero yekuti vademonstrate. Asi isusu tiri kushungurudzika kuti pamayouth ese vakabva vatora vasikana ende ndopane nyaya ipapo kuti vai vakatageta vasikana because vari kuda kushungurudza vakadzi, vari kuda kuvhundutsira vasikadzi, vari kuda kushishidzira vanhu. Vasikana ava vanga vari pakati pemayouth pairatidzira kuti hurumende tine nzara. Lockdown hongu tiri mulockdown asi kodzero dzedu hadzina kulokwa down. Nzara haina kulokwa down. Tiri mukati melockdown tine nzara at the same time. Saka vaiti hurumende ngaione zvokuita. Vakaratidzira kumarokisheni kunogara vanhu kwachone kune vanhu vari affected. Saka vaiti hurumende kubva zvakataurwa kunzi vanhu vachapihwa mari nehurumende. Social welfare haisati yapiwa chinhu. Mutungamiriri chaiye akatozvitsinhira kuti mari haisati yaenda kuti mari iyoyo yakagarira chii iyo mari isingatengi. Zvaitaurwa mari iyi yaitokwana maybe kutenga mafuta nechimwe chinhu ezvine zvaichatomokwani kana kutenga mafuta yacho chaiyo chaiyo. Saka vasikana ava vanga vari pakati pemayouth airatidzira kuti no hurumende ipai vanhu chikafu vanhu vari kufa nenzara. Isusu tinoona kuti their demands were justified. Saka tiri kuti hurumende ngaiburise vasikana ava ngavaburiswe. Kana vaine mhosva ngavaunzwe vatongwe kuvedhoketi vaendeswe kukoti nekuti haungatori munhu uchiita nemhosva iwe munhu wachona varegeza kukutonga. Isusu kutya kwedu kuri pakuti vasikana ava pane zvavari kuitwa zvakashatisisa aibva kurepewa kurohwa kana kutourawa chaiko kana kutopiwa zvirwere. Saka tiri kunzwa tichishungurudzika tirikurwadziwa semadzimai vana vedu ava. Pakati maleaders emayouth varoda kuvhundutsira vanhu kuti vanhu vasapinde politics. Cecilia ndideputy chairperson wemayouth national. Netai ndideputy organizer Secretary National Joanna Mamodo, the Secretary of Police and Research, Ujakare Ari MP, Harare West. Saka apa managers, top leadership ya Torwa, awarna kushidra wanu, wanu zogu wanu, waka tama inu, wanu zogu wanu, wasa pina mwoti. Saka iwoni, wanu kushidra wanu, wanu, wasa ite shawamita. Asi constitution, ya umbiro remtemu, remzimbabu, rino vumika, kutibanu wati mpukrezi.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. There you have it, Ma.
Maybe, Star, before we bring in Mr. Guni, I think Mr. Guni had asked that what about the issue of observing social distancing during this COVID time?
Yes, there we could have asked for the legal opinion because according to Mr. Nenua, she said the people's rights are not under lockdown. It's quite mm-hmm. a quotable quote. She say their rights are not under lockdown. And so I'm not sure they're about the self-distancing. If we look at that crowd, I'm sure that's the actual picture where they actually self-distancing and all that. I'm sure we also needed a legal opinion there as to what the Constitution says. And now that there is a provision, now that the president declared social distancing and stuff like that, can that right be set aside or not?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you so much. Let me now try to bring...
Wait a moment. She wants to... She's coming in. Mr. Nenua, yes, you can go ahead.
Can she answer in Shona? Because I think I heard her in the
social distancing. Imene I affect the community. I'm a police. Violated this social distancing. Why are they not able to tell you to never and have a minimum of social distancing? I'm a police. I have a great model is a woman or lady. I don't know what I'm trying. Why even I social distancing? They don't be a lot of a tradition or lady. The police can be a lot of a tradition. I'm not social distancing. Yes, even the police. We're supposed to observe that social distancing rules. We don't want the rules that are. That only looks at the poor people and the elites are let scot free. The police, they are also violating this social distancing rule. Why are they not being arrested? Why?
Yes.
So if your social distancing.
Yes, she's also asking if you can also explain in Shona whether the demonstrators were social distancing or not, or whether it's an issue. You talked about the Constitution too. How do you interpret that?
Yes, that issue is social distancing. Can I think serious social distancing?
Yes, there she has put it in context, Marv, also taking into consideration that she's also a labor activist. You can go ahead. Yebo ke ngisalindele omunye wami lapho bese sizwa lapho okhulumayo ngonkosikazi Barbara Tanyanyiwa yena ke ngus isikhulumeli sogathalwa besifazana kubandla le MDC njalo siyakwazi ukuthi ulwela amalungelo ezisebenzi ubechasisa ke lapho lisizwele njengoba ekhulume ngendimi zonke ukuthi kwenzakalani kodwa okunye nje esingakwengezelela bese lokho singakukhulumi sisalindele abanye bethu lapha ukuthi bebuye ngabona imitshina yethu lengxaki esithile sibonile isigodlo semelika eZimbabwe esingathi US Embassy ichothoza lesi senzo sokuthi isehlakalo lesi sokunyamalala kwabesifazana laba asinyeke sathi ukuthi thina bangaphi ngoba asithathi hlangothi njalo asoze sikhulume singalasiqiniseko lakho ngakho sabe silitshela ukuthi ubani uthe ubani wathi kodwa abanikazi bona bengazikhulumela abalelungelo thina njengentatheli izindaba ke sizalitshela ukuthi amapolisi athi awakho ezandleni zabo ibandla le-MDC lithi basezandleni zamapholisa nakho konke ke ngakho ke sengifika ke edabeni enithe ngizakhuluma ngalo sibonile ukuthi isigodlo semelika eZimbabwe i-US Embassy ithule umbiko ichothoza lokho okwenzakeleyo isithi singathi nje bekuchothoza singathi betshengisa uzwelo lesithi amapholisa akadingisise ngalolu daba bebonakale abesifazane laba ayisiyo ke US Embassy yodwa sibonile ne-European Union yiyo ke ibingani iyachathoza ngoba ibisithi ibilobe ngani yethesa uhulumende weZimbabwe umlando wokuthi nguye okumele abekwazi ukuthi abantu laba bangaphi ngoba nguye ongenelisa ukuthi aphenye lolu daba hayi nje abantu kazana ngakho ke lokho kutsho ukuthi udaba lolu solulethele eZimbabwe amehlo njalo siyananzelela ukuthi eZimbabwe belizama ukuthi libe lobudlelwano obuhle lamanye amazwe kodwa ukuthi amazwe lawo esithi njengoba bengalandeli esithi ngama-human rights kuzaba nzima ukuthi lingene libe lobudlelwano obuhle lamanye amazwe. Yesterday I was just explaining that the US Embassy and the European Union today they expressed a concern at the disappearance of the three MDC ladies whose whereabouts are still unknown. The embassy and the union is saying that the Zimbabwean government must do all that is in its power to find these three, namely Joanna Mamombe, who's the MDC youth and the MDC youth vice president for the youth branch, that is Cecilia Chimbiri, and deputy youth organizer Nitsai Marova. Vice Joanna Mamombe is the Harare West MP. Yes, we can come back to you now, Sis Barbara. What do you think, what would your reaction be to what the US Embassy and the European Union has said? Does this make any difference?
Exactly. It makes a difference in that the image of the government has already been tarnished. This story is all over the world. We would like to thank the social media. If there was no social media, it was going to be very difficult to hear this case. It's good that they've responded. Not only them are going to respond. There are going to be so many organizations that are going to respond because this is uncalled for. This is unconstitutional. These girls were just exercising their rights. These girls are harmless. They don't have guns. They cannot even shoot anyone. They're just saying people are hungry and the government is got to take responsibility. What surprises me is that they are saying, why were they demonstrating during a lockdown? We have seen courts handing down judgments during lockdown, and whilst the statutory instrument stated that only urgent matters would be dealt with by the courts, and we wonder whether the Thokozani Kube judgment was urgent. Why hand down such a judgment when people are under lockdown? We think as MDC, there is no lockdown. This lockdown is fake. this lockdown was introduced to lock down the opposition party. It was introduced to lock down the dissenting voices. But we are going to continue talking about this bad governance. This is, we are saying no to these abductions, because these girls had the right to demonstrate.
Here on the Women's Roundtable, we're continuing looking at the COVID-19 coronavirus situation, at the pandemic worldwide and also in Zimbabwe. But we're also looking at the politics of the day, where in Zimbabwe currently we have 3 MDC Alliance members that have allegedly been abducted, or they are literally completely missing after staging a protest yesterday because of hunger and the situation that's in the country. In Warren Park, I have with me here Dr. Simbiso Ranga, who's also, by the way, a member of the MDC, but he's a medical doctor. Dr. Ranga, zokaizve nyimuchirongwa, mumbotaura tichitaura panyaya yatapedzisira panyaya ye vamwe vemubato renyu vakawanikwa ivo vachimbunyikidzwa kana kuti vatisiri kuziva kuti vari kupi pari zvino. Muri kuona sei izvi?
Thank you, Marvelous. In terms of my members edu MDC, everyone should understand that these are Zimbabweans too. Mm-hmm. We can't have laws for some Zimbabweans and others for other Zimbabweans. And life doesn't stop with COVID-19. Why am I saying that? These people were demonstrating or protesting because of the situation that's created by the lockdown. They are not getting the food supplies that they should get. They are not getting access to basic things that they should get. So these things are not in isolation. We can't just talk about them protesting as if it's a choice. They are doing what they have to do. On the other hand, you know, of course, I saw a lot of them had face masks, and we hope that they do social distancing while they are protesting. It's unfortunate that they have to go to the streets to alert the world to the fact that they may die in their homes if they don't get the support they need. So we cannot be treating their action in isolation. And I hope that the government releases them. I know that the police have said they are not in police custody. That's not the same thing as they are not in government custody. We have other arms of government, the security apparatus of the government, including CIOs and the like. Someone should know. If they were picked up at a roadblock, that's government. So they should be released immediately, because everyone is worried about them, their families. They themselves, I'm sure, wherever they are very afraid, and they should be released.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna Dr. Simbiso Ranga, vanova ivo chiremba uye zvakare vari mubato reMDC Alliance, saka vanga vari kutaura tarisa nyaya yekutorwa kana kuti kwakaitwa vamwe veMDC nezuro. Tichitarisa zvakare dambudziko irori reCOVID-19. Chiremba vamwe vanga vari kubvunza kuti mataura imi kuti vanenge vanga vari kuobserva zvavo social distance nezvimwewo. Tanzwa vaFrank Guni veZANU-PF vachiti zvakaitwa izvi zvakaitwa panguva isina kufanira, sezvo vanhu vari kufanira kunge vari mudzimba. Munotii neipapa?
Chandinotaura ndechekuti kuna Dr. Guni as a medical practitioner, I mean, we people don't ask kuti are you ZANU-PF or MDC when they come to the hospital to seek care. The same applies, you know, when situations like this happen. These people are all Zimbabwean. And instead of looking at what they may be doing wrong, we should be looking at the big picture in the country. Our understanding is that some of the government actions, including recalling members of parliament, the Supreme Court ruling that happened during the COVID-19 lockdown, these are some of the things that the government is allowing to happen, which shouldn't be happening. So if we are talking about ordinary citizens observing social distancing and the like, it should apply to every Zimbabwean. It should apply to every Zimbabwean institution. It shouldn't be about the MDC Alliance and there's an OPF. Bottom line is, these Zimbabweans are coming out there because they are crying for help. And the government should focus on saying, what should we be doing differently to ensure that every Zimbabwean on lockdown has food, has health care, has clean water? Those are very basic things. And my understanding is that That is what they were protesting for. They were not protesting to just say, I just want to be in the street, but they were protesting for a reason. Now we can ask about, are they doing it properly? That's a separate question. But that should not remove from the fact that they are unhappy with the way the government is handling the lockdown. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think we have Dr. Frank Guni. So I'm hoping that he'll be able to come onto the program. Dr. Frank Guni, please come on. I just asked Dr. Ranga there the issue of social distancing, and I think you had mentioned something like that. I don't know if you'd like to just carry on with the program because we got cut off, and I apologize for that.
Well, let me start by responding to the lady panelist, I can't remember her name, who was saying the people's rights are not on lockdown. Let me be very clear. The National Public Health Emergency declared by the head of state means that these necessary activities have been suspended. That's why it's a public health emergency. Other Zimbabweans have a right to be protected by the states. So because we can go ahead and carry out unsanctioned demonstrations, putting themselves at risk and others at risk. That's not acceptable in a free and democratic Zimbabwe or any other country for that matter. So let us be very clear. Hakuna constitution inobvumira kuti vanhu vaite zvinhu zviri kunze kwemutemo. Hakuna constitution inobvumira kuti vanhu vaite zvinoisa kuti mamwe maZimbabweans or the rights of other citizens be infringed upon. There is no such provision in our constitution or the operational law after all. So let us be very clear here. While we accept and agree that hakuna muZimbabwean anofanira kungoshayikwa kunzi munhu azikanwe kuti ari kupi, it's the inherent responsibility of the state to ensure that they thoroughly investigate and find out what happened. And those Zimbabweans must be found and they must be brought back to safety. And whoever is responsible for whatever happened to them, if indeed something happened to them, they must be brought to book. That's the position of ZANU-PF. And we do take seriously the position at all when Hurumende ye Zimbabwe kuti temapurisa ari kuti havana kuvasunga vanhu havazive kwavari. And therefore, the police have a responsibility to investigate and find out what happened because vanhu ava maZimbabweans. And Hurumende ye ZANU-PF, Hurumende ye Zimbabwe, inosungirwa kuti iferefete, itsvage vanhu kusvika vawanikwa vari behind whatever happened to them. If anything happened to them, vanofanira kusungwa vounzwa pamberi pematare, mutemo wotevera gwara ravo. Insofar as nyaya yekuti vainzi vakanodemonstrata kumarocation, vainzi hanzi nyaya yekuti mari yanonoka kuuya kwaizita chikafu hakuna. The government of Zimbabwe, as I'm speaking to you right now, is distributing food throughout the country. Kumareserva kuri kuendeswa chibage, vamwe vari mumaperi urban areas, vamwe vari kuma urban areas vanoshaya vari kupiwa hupfu and other assortment of food sundries dziri kuuya. Wongo hakuna nyika inokwanisa kuprovide everything that is needed by every citizen, but the government of Zimbabwe is doing something. Let me also reiterate kuti pagroup irori revasikana vari kunzi vashaika, pane mudare anogara muparliament anoziya, and she is a lawyer, anoziya kuti mutemo unoita sei. Iyena ivo vanga vachichema kuti mari yanonoka kuriviswa sezvatiri kunzwa kuti ndo maallegations ari kutaurwa. They should have simply taken the right process. As an MP, for instance, Madam Ombe has a right to write to the minister responsible, has a right to approach parliament, has a right to approach government through the appropriate channels. Panokuungana muchizviisa imini iwo pachavo vachizviisa munjodzi yekuti they could have exposed each other, not just to the coronavirus, but to any other communicable infection there. But also my citizens, the kumarokeshen kwavakaenda ikoko, vachienda vachinoita whatever they were doing. But nonetheless, those are issues that we can discuss later. The bottom line right now ndeyekuti vanofanira kuwanikwa tiziye kuti vari kupi and what happened to them. But we also accept the official position ye Hurumende. Mapurisa ari kutaura kuti havana kuvasunga, havana kuvaendesa kucentral police station kuri kutaurwa ko there is no evidence that they were ever there. There is no evidence that they were ever at any police station in Zimbabwe, according to the police. And we should take that because that's the official position of the government. But again, let me reiterate, kuti mapurisa aiwayo or any other law enforcement agents must be involved in the search and rescue of these people wherever they are, if indeed they are missing. If they are not missing, then they must be charged for whatever zvavanenge vaita izvozvo. Ndo mamirire edu isusu sevanhu veutano, principally before ZANU-PF, I'm a public health official, and I can tell you it's dangerous kuti vanhu vaungane zviri kunze kwePublic Health Act, because zvinokonzera kuti vaite kuti vamwe vanhu nyika yese vainde in danger. We are now seeing positive signs zvekuti there are increases in the number of tests zvirikuitwa muZimbabwe. We don't want to see cases of COVID-19 going up in Zimbabwe. And the best way to do that is to ensure that we observe social distancing, we increase testing capacity, we ensure that those that have been found to be positive are isolated from the rest of the society. Those who are having complications, they are well attended to in a clinical setting. That's what the government's responsibility is. Quite good to distract the government's efforts in ensuring the safety of Zimbabweans by going after the politics. Right now, we now have officials, the Urume, centered on ensuring the safety of Zimbabweans, ensuring that Zimbabweans have access to the best attainable health, ensuring that all Zimbabweans have access to food and nobody dies of hunger. They are now being diverted into these shenanigans, the politics, which is really irrelevant and unnecessary at this point. I don't really understand why these so-called demonstrations were taking place.
Dr. Gun, if I may just chime in there and just say, but they were actually saying it's politics of the stomach, but I'll come back to you. Let me get my co-host, Standakile, to come back on because we have her back here. So, Star, welcome back.
Thank you. Before you continue with Dr. Guni, I also wanted to pose this question that since you are here in the U.S., what do you say about the international exposure that this incident has garnered? Looking at the European Union, is saying it's expressed concern and says the Zimbabwean government should find these missing persons. And we also saw the U.S. Embassy in Harare is saying the same. Do you think this is just rhetorically or is indirectly saying the responsibility lies with the government or the disappearance there?
European Union, we don't need the U.S. government or any other foreign power to tell us that it's our responsibility to ensure the safety of Zimbabweans. Yes, those are partners, international partners, be it the European Union or the U.S. government, they have a right to say what they said. But before we even listen to what they are saying, isusu says ZANU-PF, isusu sebato riri kutonga muZimbabwe, tiri kuti isusu ndisu tinosungirwa to ensure kana tinosungirwa kuti vana vese veZimbabwe vagare muZimbabwe yakasununguka vasingatyire upenyu hwavo. So before we even say nokuti European Union yazoti kana kuti nekuti America yazoti, before we even get there, we are already accepting, we are already acknowledging and saying the responsibility of the government of the day to ensure the safety and security of all citizens of Zimbabwe, no matter where they are. So we totally take that on board. That's why as ZANU-PF, we have already directed all our law enforcement agencies in Zimbabwe to ensure that these people are found and we get to the bottom of the matter and the truth is found.
Thank you there, Dr. Guni.
Dr. Guni, seeing that we as Zimbabwe also exist in a global village and that the human rights cases have been on the forefront in Zimbabwe with allegations of human rights abuses. Wouldn't you say this is not a good time for this to be happening?
To people of color, you see what happens to minorities here. There is no country where there is total protection of human rights, but states do endeavor to protect the rights of all their citizens, and Zimbabwe is doing just that. There is no time, this is a good time to violate the people's rights. there is no time that we as ZANU-PF will ever encourage the states to violate the rights of Zimbabweans. The rights of Zimbabweans are enshrined in the Constitution of Zimbabwe. From a global perspective, you have not heard Zimbabwe going to the European Union saying you are violating the rights of your own people and therefore we are going to do A, B, C, D. Here in the United States, every day there are reports of serious violations of human rights, including unnecessary and unjustified killings of minority people, especially black people in this country. It's a case right now in Atlanta where the law enforcement from the DA's office were trying to hide the videotaped slaughter of an innocent young black man there. So let us not try to simply say because it's Zimbabwe and therefore human rights are bad in Zimbabwe. Human rights violations happen in every country. However, we do endeavor and we do encourage all member states of the United Nations, including Zimbabwe, to try their utmost best to ensure that the rights of citizens are not only respected, but are protected.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Dr. Frank Guni.
I've got the MDC women's spokesperson, Barbara Tanyanyo, are back. We welcome you back to the show.
Thank you, Stanley.
Yes, we're just speaking to Dr. Guni here from ZANU-PF, and I think you couldn't hear that. He was explaining that whatever the European Union says or the U.S. Embassy says, they are aware as the government what they should be doing. They don't need to hear it from others. And human rights abuses, after all, happen everywhere in the world. Even here in the U.S., there are cases of minorities being abused and so forth. What do you think is the implication of this EU and U.S. Embassy statement? Does it make any difference? Does it imply that there are human abuses in Zimbabwe, or they are just expressing a concern?
Expressing a concern. Human rights violations are human rights violations wherever. To hear someone saying human rights violations, they happen everywhere, it's like he's justifying the human rights violations, whether they are happening to a minority or a majority. And it's, in this case, in Zimbabwe, the human rights violations are happening to the majority of the people. Who are not in, who do not even control, who do not have power to control anything. The human rights abusers is the government itself. So the U.S. Embassy and the EU, they've got the right to castigate any organization or any government that violates human rights. That's what they believe in. And I don't think they are also quiet when there are the human rights violations that are happening in their country. It's just like the human rights organizations in Zimbabwe, they castigate anyone who violates human rights, whether the person is in the government or is in opposition, or whether it's America or it's Britain that's violating human rights. People cannot stop talking just because human rights violations are happening everywhere. People have to denounce them, whether they are happening in China, whether they're happening in Zimbabwe, in England, in wherever. People have to talk about these human rights violations because the governments, they go every time they go to summits, they go to conventions and sign protocols, they sign conventions that say we are going to abide by the human rights. We are signing this convention number so and so, supported by a supplement, what, and they'll be signing that knowingly that they're supposed to protect their citizens. And they do exactly the opposite of what they have signed. Some people will not stop talking about any violence.
Yebo ke, hayi, sibonge kakhulu unkosikazi Barbara Tanyanyiwa, enake oyisikhulumeli sogatsha lwabesifazana kubandla le-MDC.
Time is not on our side, unfortunately, but thank you to all those that were participating here with us. We had Dr. Cindy Soranga, we had Dr. Frank Guni and Esther.
Yes, and as I've said before, with Unkosikazi Barbara Tanyani Wage, uyisikhulumeli sogatsha lwabesifazana kubandla le-MDC, sibabonga kakhulu ngokuphatheka kulelo hlelo. Ubalisayo ngokuthandekile Mhlanga ngikho lapha eWashington DC.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nya, who is saying thank you very much and have a blessed week. See you again next Thursday. Bye-bye.